Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. It's Friday night. We have a three-day weekend ahead. You are listening to Reality Spirituality, and I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. This day, oh my goodness, let me just take a couple of deep breaths, because even in this studio, trying to press the right buttons to make sure the show is live, I had maybe four technical difficulties. If you can envision me, I've got my hands on top of my head. I'm gently trying to pull all of my hair out. Jesus. Wow. That's what reality spirituality is about, though. Reality spirituality is about everyday life circumstances and what and how and why we react. Reality spirituality is about everyday life occurrences and how to keep you, and more importantly, me, centered and grounded and peaceful and calm and with a sense of knowing that everything is okay. That's why I'm here. This show, my intention is to touch and to serve as many willing participants as possible, as many people as possible that want something different in their lives. I'm not talking about wanting to obtain something different, wanting to purchase something different. I'm talking about wanting to feel something different. I started this journey. I started this up and down journey decades ago because in the center of my being, I wanted something else. I wanted something other than what I had. And I mistakenly thought that something else was a bigger house, a marriage, a family, millions of dollars in my bank account, a luxury car, trips around the world. Now, let me tell you something. I have had all of these, except the millions of dollars in the bank account. Let me be honest. But everything else I have experienced, and guess what? I wasn't satisfied. There was something else. I couldn't put my finger on it, but I knew that something was missing. There was something else that I hadn't discovered. And I have to say, that something else is what this show is about. That something else is reality, spirituality, the foundation. I am not going to pretend that I have a psychic or crystal ball. But what I do know is that I don't care if you're living in China, in Russia, in America, South America, in London, I don't care where you're living. South Pole, North Pole. There is an inner flame that we come in contact with that is yelling, that is screaming to express itself through us. And it can only express itself through us if we open up and if we give it room and if we allow. And this something that I was, something else that I was drawn to, compelled to search for, is something that I believe that every one of us shares. But what happens, in my opinion, is, let me speak from personal experience. My experience and my limitations have come from a variety of sources. Upbringing, family dynamics, environment, community, schools, television, radio, media, all preach everything else but what I am going to talk about tonight. All of the above, news, movies, books, not all books. Let me scratch that, because there are some very prominent spiritual leaders of our time. And I'm going, Eckhart Tolle, Stuart Mooney. Deepak Chopra. But my favorite, Ernest Holmes, who wrote The Science of Mind. Not the science in, The Science of Mind. I wasn't taught. I wasn't exposed to all of this. This all came later in my life. And it came because I asked for it. I asked for a direction. I asked for a purpose. I asked for my destiny. Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What are my gifts that I am supposed to be sharing? I knew that there was something else other than what I see in everyday life, other than what I see on the news, other than what I see the television shows, the movies. I knew there was something else, but I couldn't put my finger on it. This show, Reality Spirituality, has given me a voice to connect with you. This week was a magical week. I was interviewed by Doreen Guma, who is the creator of the website and the idea. It's www.timetoplay.com. And Doreen was running through life, galloping through life, a professional in the healthcare industry, top of her field, very knowledgeable, very, oh my goodness, accredited, brilliant, a genius. But a couple of years ago, she, on the top of the mountain of her field, she was wanting and feeling that there was something more. Reality Spirituality is about that something more. Reality Spirituality is about what I was missing, what Doreen was missing. And the key is always internal. You're not going to be able to go to school and get a degree for what you're missing. You're not going to be able to climb up the corporate ladder and title CEO and discover, oh, I'm a CEO. That's what I've been missing. You're not going to be able to write 100 books, top of the New York Times bestseller list, and think that that is going to fill you up and think that is going to satisfy you, because there is nothing external in this world that you can see with your eyes that is what you are really looking for. And that what I was looking for was a sense of peace, a sense of joy, a sense of feeling that everything is okay. Today's topic is really fun because I tend to go on a wild journey, because there's so much information I want to share with you. But today we're going to focus on three things. And the first topic is the importance of choosing your vibration. The importance of choosing your vibration. Three key words: importance. That means when I say it's important, it's very important. Life, your life is depending on it. That's how important this is. Choosing. That means you have the power. If you can choose what direction you are going to go in, if you can choose, that means you have the power. That's a good thing. You do have all the power. And the third word that is so important is vibration. I was interviewed this week, and it's funny because Doreen was very honest and very open. sharing that a couple of years ago. If I said something about the universe and source energy and the power of now and the past and the future and internal, your internal being, she would have looked at me and crossed her eyes and kept on walking and probably signed the papers for me to be committed. But the universe has touched her in a way to question what's missing. There's something missing here. Let me make it very simple, as simple as I can. Everything is energy. Everything you touch, everything you feel, everything you see, everything you think is energy. And with every energy, there is a vibration that matches the energy. Vibrations and matching energy. That's basic. This is a vibrational universe. Whatever you, as a human, me, whatever I vibrate, that is going to come to me. In other words, it is going to be attracted to me. Whatever I vibrate, I attract. Vibrations are based on our feelings, our emotions, because our emotions emit certain feelings. Our emotions emit certain feelings. And our emotions emit certain vibrations. It's the same thing. You can imagine you just won the lottery. I've used this example a lot of times, but it's always great because I always have new listeners. You've just won the lottery. $500 million to you. Guess what your vibration is? You could almost imagine it. You can almost imagine how high your joy, excitement, exuberance, you're jumping up and down. You can imagine. If you could close your eyes and really pretend and try to imagine that you have just won the lottery for $500 million. What? Now keep that vision right there. Keep that there. Now, let's take it to the opposite. Scale of vibrations. I don't want to depress anybody, but I won't even go down to the death vibration. You just found out someone that you love died. I won't even say that, but let's say that I did. You can imagine the difference, the huge difference of your feelings and your emotions and your state of mind would be. So you have one straight line and you're on this end way over to the right where someone that you cared about is just died in a horrible car accident, whatever. I don't like saying that, but I want to make the bigger point. Versus you just won the lottery and $500 million, you can imagine the huge different vibrations that you are emanating. Can't you imagine the difference? Now, I'm here to say, and I'm here to tell you and promise you, and my hands are clasped right now, and plead with you that you have a choice. You have a choice as far as what vibration you are going to put out. Now, you might say, well, gee, if someone close to me died, I don't have a choice of not feeling really bad about it. Do I? The answer is, yes, you do. You do have a choice. See, we were raised in a society where someone dies. I'm just talking about because I'm in America. Someone dies, immediately, you're saddened. Well, because we've been trained and conditioned to focus on the loss, as opposed to focusing on the wonderful memories, the time that you did have to experience with this person, the times where you laughed, the times where you felt close, the times where you touched each other's soul, the times where you embraced, the times where you said, I love you and I love you. You choose what you focus on. You can change your choices at any time. And the reason why I say that the importance of choosing your vibration is, if you go to a lower, or if you emit a lower vibration of sadness, bitterness, resentment, anger, jealousy, defeat, all of those vibrations and all of that energy is going to attract the same. You are only attracting more of the same. You are attracting more of whatever you are vibrating, and that is why it's very important to choose your vibrations. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and I realize, I haven't given the number to call in. Area code 646-564-9619. Call in with your questions, your comments, your stories. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and I will be right back. Reality Spirituality, your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
And we are back on the air. Sorry for that segue or lack of. Now, before we went into commercial, we were talking about vibration and the importance of emitting a chosen vibration. Now, the other topics that I wanted to focus on today, there were two more. And the second one is a few obstacles to your happiness. Well, That number one, the importance of choosing your vibration, is an example of an obstacle to your happiness. Because if you are vibrating, say if you're angry, and you're angry for a long time, you just cannot, this is just sticking in your craw. He says, stick it in your craw. You are just really pissed off at someone or some event. And the more you think about it, the angrier you get, and the things you could have said and should have said, and all of this stuff. Well, guess what? As long as you feel that way, and as long as you are obsessing over it and focusing on that, guess what's going to come your way? That's what you are going to be attracting. More things to make you angry. I'm sure you've said, well, gee, you know, it's the day started off good, but one bad thing happened after another, one bad thing after another, one after another, and it was a really bad day. It just kept snowballing. Everything that happened was just horrible. Bad luck, bad, 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 bad day. But what I'm saying is, it's because that's what you're vibrating all day long. Now, how do you snap out of, I talk about things, but how do you snap out of this low vibration? Well, let's say it's not easy. It's only not easy because we're not taught to, we're not conditioned to, we haven't practiced enough. But once you start practicing, it's like anything else. Listen, I'm sure I'm talking to people that have learned how to drive. And sure, in the beginning, driving a car, especially, listen, I learned on a stick shift. I learned on a 5-speed with the clutch and the gears and the gears and the clutch. And to top it off, I learned in an area with a lot of hills. Now, everybody that knows how to drive a stick shift knows that if you don't know how to drive a stick and the clutch and the brake at the same time, you're going to roll right down that hill backwards. So it was very difficult. But I could drive a stick shift now. I could drive a truck. I could drive a sports car. What I'm saying is, this learning how to choose your vibration, all it is a practiced skill. And if you want it enough, and if you're committed enough, and if you think it's important enough, you can conquer it. Today, listen, I'm looking at my hand, I'm looking at the palm of my hand, I'm looking at the fingers on my hand, I'm thinking five, no, there's about eight. There were at least eight things today that happened to me, including right before the show when I said technical difficulties, that I could have, frustration is another low vibration, that I could have just given up and just, oh, please, just attack me with more frustration and more bad news and more circumstances that didn't work out. But I'm done with that. I've done that, and I'm through feeling bad, getting angry, being frustrated. I'm tired of feeling like that. If I told you you would never feel frustrated again, I could snap my fingers and you just did a couple of practice sessions that you would never feel frustrated again. Wouldn't you want to get rid of that? If I told you that you would never have to get angry again, there is nothing in this world that's going to make you angry. Wouldn't you want that? If I said there is no reason for you to ever be sad in this lifetime, wouldn't you want that? You can have it. You can have it. All it takes is wanting it and committing to practice. And there's no grades here. There's no A, B, C, D. If you want it, it doesn't matter how long. It doesn't matter if you pass the test today and you fail the test tomorrow. You will get there. I promise you. Can you tell I'm pretty passionate about this? Again, please call in with your questions. Sometimes I know my audience just loves me to go on and on and on, but I really am here for you. So call in with your questions, comments, experiences, stories, 646-564-9619. And our last topic of the day is relax. Your opinion doesn't matter anyway. No, I'm not insulting you. I say relax. Your opinion doesn't matter anyway. What the hell does that mean, Rebecca? Of course my opinion matters. My opinion is right. My opinion is... it should matter, shouldn't it? Yes. Your opinion should matter to you. Your opinion should matter to you. One of my biggest frustrations and frustrations and arguments and back and forth monologues and was always trying to shove my opinion down someone else's throat. We are all as different as our fingerprints. And with that difference comes different perspectives, different experiences, different ideas, different concepts, different perceptions. Let go of what other people think. Let them have their opinion. Let them have their point of view. Who cares? Why do you care? Why? I cannot get inside anyone's head and figure out why they're doing, saying, or behaving in any way different than I would. Now, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, believe me, I was on a mission to make sure that everybody that I talk to change their way of thinking to my way of thinking. And I have to say, I mean, I think about it, it's really funny. It's funny because my opinion was always right. I knew everything about everybody and how the world should be. Well, you know what? The only person and the only thing I know about is me. I cannot pretend anymore, nor do I want to try to convince, try to persuade someone else to think like me. I think like me, and that's good enough. And so when I say to you, my dear audience and my dear listeners, your opinion doesn't matter. My intent is not to insult you. My intent is to release you from this urge and trying and energy of trying to make someone else understand what you mean. Why? You know, if you have the conviction and the universe is aligned right there with you, and I'm telling you that it is, if the universe is aligned with your conviction, what else do you need? What else do you need? Reality Spirituality is a show that I created to lighten, to free, to release, to relax, to make my audience smile with relief. This life and these circumstances and these events and these experiences that we all experience are there for a reason. Are there for clues. Every challenge and every hurdle and every event that happens that maybe you don't, I wish it didn't happen. Why am I going through this? Is there for your betterment? Is there for you to discover? It's a clue. These things that happen that make our smiles go upside down are clues. Are clues. For us to discover a different way of reacting, a different way of living, a different way of experiencing. When my father died in 2008, I remember getting the call. And at first, I was shaken. I was shocked. I wasn't expecting it, even though my father actually was admitted into hospice a year and a half before he died. Never heard of that. He was kicked out of hospice. That's right. Ralph Norrington was kicked out of hospice. And live for a year and a half after that. But it wasn't expected, but the shock, I don't have my father. But not having him physically, but definitely having him spiritually, I can talk to him at any time. And he'll answer. And I'm not crazy. Well, maybe just a little bit. Not only that, I focus on all of the good and the incidents or the days that weren't very good, I change it. oh, it was good. There was a reason. Instead of labeling it, I'm talking about getting spanked, labeling it not good and breaking my spirit. No, I'm labeling it something different now. I'm labeling it a lesson for my betterment. If you are a parent, I know I'm going around in a circle, but if you are a parent, I feel it is my responsibility as a parent to be an example for my son, my only son, how to react, how to accept, how to think about, how to embrace my death. How do I want my son to embrace my death? And the only way that I can show him or teach him is through example. And that was right in the forefront when my father died. I cried, yes. I spoke for a half hour at his service. But in the end, I smiled and I laughed. And I talk about my father with no sense of loss, but a focus on what I've gained. I have not lost a thing when my father died. Nothing. I have lost nothing. I have gained a connection with a higher vibration. My love is here for you, audience. Thank you so much for listening. Please listen again on Sunday, this Sunday at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. This is Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful evening.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.